Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Kline. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Demery. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting second. The second baseman, Alex Camporis. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Hermann. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ival Goodman. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gilly Campbell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Lee Handley. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Myers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Schott. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Gene Schott. And now, play ball. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen takes first base on ball four. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gallen moves to third. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is called out on strikes. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett takes first base on ball four. Hermann moves to second. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a fly ball into left field. Hermann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gallen scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hermann scores. Hartnett moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler strikes out. One out. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Babe Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ival Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman takes first base on ball four. Hermann moves to second. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hermann moves to third. Goodman moves to second. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hermann scores. Goodman scores. It's Cubs, 2, Reds, 2. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gallen hits a line drive into left field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott bunts towards first. Cavaretta fields the ball and throws to Lee covering. Safe. McQuinn moves to second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. McQuinn moves to third. Schott moves to second. Two outs. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Camporis takes first base on ball 4. Roy Henshaw now pitching. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herman. Klein reaches second base with a double. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a fly ball into left field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Goodman bunts towards first. Cavaretta fields the ball and throws to Henshaw covering. Safe. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Campbell hits a line drive into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-1 in the game. Handley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goodman moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman misplays the ball. That's an error on Herman. Goodman scores. Handley moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Reds. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0-for-1 in the game. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. Handley scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Reds. Gene Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schott takes first base on ball 4. Myers moves to second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-2 in the game. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Myers moves to third. Schott moves to second. Charlie Root now pitching. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Camporis hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Herman fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a line drive towards third. Handley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Klein hits a line drive into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Handley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Myers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gallen, who is chasing the ball. Myers reaches third base with a triple. Gene Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Myers scores. It's 5-2, Reds. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kyler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Klein. Kyler reaches second base with a double. Schott moves to third. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Camporis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Handley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hartnett moves to second. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. Hack hits a pop-up towards short. Myers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hartnett moves to third. Cavaretta moves to second. Johnny Gill pinch hits for Charlie Root. Johnny Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Clyde Shawn now pitching. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-3 in the game. Herman is called out on strikes. One out. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sean fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gallen hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Reds. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Demery hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kyler. Demery reaches second base with a double. There goes Hartnett trying to get to home. Kyler throws the ball into Campbell, who tags Hartnett, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Myers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Schott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Schott covering, for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-3 in the game. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kyler hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Camporis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-4 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken O'Day pinch hits for Clyde Schon. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gallen hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Herman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kyler. Herman reaches second base with a double. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Kline hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with shot covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.